Two teenagers from Dublin who were accused of being armed with a machine gun during a burglary last week were freed on bail at the weekend because the state's youth detention centre at Oberstown in Dublin was full. Tom Tewitt is a journalist who works at the courts and he joins us now. Tom, thanks a million for taking our call this morning. Will you tell us a little bit more about this alleged incident first?
Yes, this was an incident in Shankill, South County Dublin, last Wednesday, where it's alleged four people arrived at a house. A six-year-old man, the driver of a car, remained in his vehicle while it's alleged two teenage boys approached the house from the front and another man entered from the rear. It's alleged the two teenage boys looked in the window and one of them pointed a Checkmate Scorpion 9mm machine pistol in the window before they forced entry. This is all allegations at this stage, but it has been said in a bail hearing that the man in the house, the homeowner, was severely beaten in front of his family.
So the teens appeared in court on Saturday. So what happened at that court hearing?
Well, there's been three hearings so far. The first court appearance led to a bail ruling, which the then presiding judge at Dublin District Court held that the two boys, along with the adult co-defendants, should be refused bail. And accordingly, she made a remand in custody order. And that seemed to be the end of the case as far as things were concerned on that morning. However, it then transpired that lawyers for the boys had to invoke a habeas corpus because it turned out the Oberstown campus had no room to take them, and they were now being held by Gardaí, and that was deemed to be an application necessary because they were in unlawful custody at that stage. Now, a workaround situation, as it was subsequently described, was arrived at by the High Court on Saturday night, quite late, where the boys were bailed in order to appear on Monday morning, and they were subject to house arrest until that appearance. Then the case continued yesterday morning before Judge Brendan Toll at the Children's Court. The situation had not changed. There were no places available. And not only that, one of the boys failed to turn up and there was no explanation for his absence.
And did the judge have anything to say about Oberstown and its capacity?
Well, he expressed how this has been an ongoing difficulty, particularly in the last 6 months. And he said, more often than not, there are no beds available when they're acquired by the court. And there has been a refusal of bail. And in this case, again, going back to this case, he was forced to send the boy who did turn up back home on bail, subject to a new range of bail conditions, a curfew, and in order to stay out of the area where the alleged incident happened. He must not contact witnesses. And he has to stay contactable by phone. He'll appear again on 4 weeks' time, but a bench warrant was issued for his co-accused.
Tom, thank you very much indeed. Tom Tewitt there. And we have a statement from the Department of Children because it has responsibility for Oberstown. It says it's important to note that because the maximum occupancy at Oberstown is set by the minister, overcrowding does not occur at Oberstown, they say. It operates a bed management system whereby close contact is maintained with the courts and beds are provided on a first-come, first-served basis. A detention order can only be made by a court once the court has established that a bed is available. The department monitors occupancy rates in Oberstown. It's aware it's been operating at or near capacity in recent months, and in light of this, the department is working with Oberstown to put in place the necessary resources to enable a small number of additional places to be made available in the near future. It's 8:15.